Paula, here. Gerald.
Yeah.
Ben. Fred. And Mary here. We have to read the minutes. So. Do you read them ourselves? Next item on the agenda is the minutes from the last meeting.
Copy, and we can look these over for now.
I make a motion for the minutes be approved and shown.
Second.
Motion has been made.
Motion will be made.
And seconded.
And seconded. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed.
Minutes have been approved. Okay.
Okay, next meeting on the agenda is the treasurer's report.
Okay, I have here the bank balance as of 3/31. We won't get the next one until later. It still shows a balance of 45.08, which was our balance the last time.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Mr. Mushroom, treasurer's report, can you see this there?
Second. Motion's been made with the power and second by Mayor Fair, treasurer's report.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Next thing on the agenda is the bilingual survey.
Okay. Bilingual survey, and this is that Form C. Gerald turned one in.
What's it wrong?
Here. And what we could do is pass these out, and you could fill them in, and then we could suspend that until we get some action on this, all right? Because this one was tabled from the last time. Do I hear a motion?
I make a motion that the bilingual survey is vocabulary and center.
Second.
Motion. We have to supplement for the bilingual survey. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed.
Motion carried.
Motion carried. The next item on the agenda is the jail and budget 8182. Rob, 8283.
Okay, JOM budget is this one right here. And every year, the JOM, which is Gussie and Helen in the ECE, and the money that we have for the ski and skate and ECE supplies and recreation supplies, all in the supply budget. You'll see it here. Now, what I've had to do is add the certification, which are these pages right here, for all the new students. Vernon Goodrow, David Goodrow, Enoch Scheidt, Robert Scheidt, and Nathan Scheidt. And these are all certifications that we need under this JOM, Johnson O'Malley, that this certifies that the best of their knowledge and belief, they're more than one quarter degree Alaska Native or American Indian parentage. So we have to have this in there so that the funding thing is proper. Now what this is the application for the grant. And this should be passed around and examined by each person. And looked over. All of these are the list of officers on the board as a membership Native Education Committee, and Native Education Committee is the same as the school board. This is page one here. Now that's the one that gives you some of the basic idea on what they're asking about and what the things I've answered. Two continues here, and the only signature that we'll need will come the chairperson, which is Mary today, will be here and we'll fill that in. Now this one is the basic application. Now what I have to have with this is program title, the number of students, and all of our papers that go along with early childhood education. The plan of objectives here and all of that, when these things are held and what times of the year, this is the calendar. The recreation, ski and skate, and this is the budget. So what I'll do is send this around so that you can all look at these as they follow page after page. And then we can discuss. They can improve their readiness, because that's the whole object of that thing. Mm-hmm. Get them ready so that when they get into kindergarten working with other little kids, you know, they have some experience. And, you know, being in school, being part of the program, seeing the other kids.
But usually most three-year-olds are very selfish children at that age. That's an age they go through. And if they can learn to share and be with other students and know they have to share, it makes a lot of difference.
This is the final budget page here, the last one. And this figure is the same as it was this year. Now, I don't know if in the fall they're going to reduce this, but this is what we've got now. So this is their...
Okay, one of them gets a lower salary than the other one.
Yeah, because there are a number of years. So this one's 8C, this one's 8D.
But Helen?
Helen is going to be 8D because she's got a GED now. Next year, so we're going to put her up higher. And the ECE materials, recreation supplies, and well, this is mostly ski, but it's under the program ski and skate, so we don't need the same.
I
don't know about next year's goals. Are those the boys?
The goals might be all right, but whether they accomplish them or not is another matter.
Right.
Goals are good. But they can get accomplished.
There'll be nothing but boys in there next year, except one girl.
Who's what girl?
Down. She's probably gonna boy those boys around. I would.
I feel sorry for her. Maybe you'll be kind to her, though, since she's the only little girl.
The new program, that's what we got to have.
So many of them then there since we sent that letter then?
Yes, I believe it was really, really, she had lots of nice things to say about this group. Okay. Now, what we need is a motion to accept the JOM proposal or application for grant, and then I need the chairman's signature on this page here, as soon as you're finished.
How many students have we gotten in the last month? We get Carl back.
Shites and the girls. Then we lost Carly.
And we lost the Adam. So we're not going to be doing the care. We got even left then.
We gained 4 and lost 3. But we've been holding somewhere around 120, which is big in this state, considering that we started 3 years ago at 56.
How we do?
Carl Stocker?
Yeah, he's back. See, he was in custody for a while. And then they came back and re-enrolled him.
So, we need a motion to accept the JLM call.
I so move.
I second it.
Motion's been made to accept the JLM budget for 82-83. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Next item on the list is in service for 82-83.
Now, this is part of an integrated plan of service that we turn in every year for the district so that anyone that goes in there can see what the schools are doing, each school or all the schools or everybody. And I have to put in what is called a projected enrollment. Some of you might be interested in looking at this. Here's the projected enrollments for next year, and I'll pass this around. And you can see a fairly steady number here, starting with ECE all the way down through. Then we get to this point here, the 8th grade, 14. 10th grade, 12. 12th grade, we're going to graduate 20 kids.
8th grade?
Next year.
8th grade has been going since preschool.
So
you can see everybody had a baby here about every 2 years later.
Well, lots of these guys last year went over to Kiana and quit. And came back and dropped out of the 11th, so that the 10th grade moving up to the 11th met the 11th grade that just stayed there.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a double class there.
Two classes.
So that. This is the staffing plan that we have, the number of teachers, various parts of that.
Will there be any teacher change next year? Like, is there going to be a kindergarten teacher separate?
The only one that we know about is Larry, and I've made a proposal in the budget to include a kindergarten teacher, but they say our pupil-teacher ratio at this school is low compared to other schools in the district. And said that they weren't sure they could fund that. Probably not. But, here's the AIDS, the staffing plan checklist for AIDS. This is what we have, a student activities plan.
Yeah, this is all on the in-service checklist?
Well, I'm showing you this whole thing. Here's the in-service one right here, in school calendar. And
okay.
Those are the last two pages of that, but I thought you might want to look at that too.
Okay, next year with the NUPAC language, it's going to be up to 4 to 6 hours, right?
Yeah. And I think I put on there the...
This is for... graduating students?
This year we got, what, 6, 7? It'll be easy the first year, because we've never done this before.
All the bugs broke
out. Honestly, what do you go by?
By this rule. Must be 3 years of old by 1st November to be in the ECE. And for kindergarten, they must be 5 years of age by 1st November 1972 or 82. That's ECE and that's kindergarten. So these two we have to watch. Now, I have to make, it's called a projected enrollment. And what I have to do is take the number of people in ECE this year, which roughly stays around 8 to 10, and just use that number roughly. Those that are in, or those that are coming, and I had to ask, what's her name, Grace, who was doing early infant learning, to give me this number so that I know how many people will be going into ECE. Then I take the ECE kids and move them up to kindergarten. Each class then moves up one notch and all the way down.
Benji was that 1 hour and a half of school.
Yeah.
Oh, he said no. But this doesn't mean on this one, on the student activity, but that is, if there's 34 kids want to play, that only 30 is allowed?
Oh, no,
like,
no.
Okay.
That's how many
projected
number
okay.
of kids who are going to be in some kind of basketball program. That's boys and girls, and that's intramural as well as interscholastic.
We won't be having a volley.
Class dysplasia.
There'll be no volleyball before they'll be going to other teams. There's not that much district volleyball set up yet.
And of course, besides basketball, we always want to make sure we've got enough money for cross-country skiing, because that's our big one. Okay. Here's the in service. It's here. And the next item on the thing is calendar, and I'll pass that around at the same time.
The in service, now this one is before school starts.
That's before school starts, and that's what the district gives. It's district orientation. Now we're only going to have one for 2 days on a Friday, on a Thursday and Friday, computers in the school, and I'm trying to arrange for this guy down in Anchorage to come up here and do it, who's an expert. Because we got this Apple computer and all the teachers are really getting excited about it and starting to punch things out on it. But none of us know enough about it to really do anything, so I think that'd be a good one, because computers in the schools is coming. In fact, in the next 3 years, I plan to have at least 3 or 4 in here.
So you can work with some students, either that are ahead or that are behind on an individual basis with a computer.
Do they have programs that are for special ed? Where on the keyboard it just says punch this to go on. And they say pick 1, 2, or 3 as the right answer to this particular question. They put the question out there, here's the question, punch 1, 2, or 3. So they punch 1, and on it goes wrong. So it shows right on the screen, wrong or right, go on to the next one, press such and such to go on. Well, it's so simple, you just punch all the time, just little, like the space bar on the typewriter, or a reset. Simple.
That's a resource teacher.
That might be someone that we might bring in for a special reason. Music.
So we want somebody to come in. Sometimes those people.
But I don't know what call we're going to have for it, so I didn't, plan for it specifically. While those are going around, you can start this one around. This is the calendar for next year. Now, to give you an idea what this is, the school district requires, or the state requires, that we have 180 days of school here. There are 6 holidays: Labor Day, 2 days of Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, and Nana. 6. Now, besides that, there are 4 work days. Okay. In-service days count as the 180 days. So we've got 2 on computers and 4 at the district, so that's already 6 days. So for the teachers to have 189, counting their holidays and their work days, and the 180 that we have here, that's what I had to punch in here. And what it says in here, and you count each one of the circled numbers, where it says first Q43, second Q47, third Q43, fourth Q47. Q means quarter. So the rest of it is pretty much explanatory. Christmas vacation, where it says V, that's vacation.
What is this?
Oh, that's just for me.
That's
the 10. That's my
210
days.
That's where you
got
to go then, too. So then school will start?
On the 1st of September, where it says O, open.
Okay. September 1st and in the 26th of May.
About 27th, because they have to have a work day, and okay. That's a close. That's where it says close, and that's a Friday, so it ends out.
Do the students go?
The students go, and they leave the 26th.
Okay.
Like this year, they leave on Thursday, And then there's a work day for the teachers to clean up the school, and then we go.
And so they have, what, 2 weeks off again at Christmas?
Now, the only change we had from last year to this year is this day is going to be a vacation day. And what the teachers decided is that they wanted a little bit of a break in the spring. So they took a vacation day here. Then there's Nana Day and a vacation day that follows that the district already put in here. Mm-hmm. So that goes from Thursday to Wednesday.
So then they could leave here if they wanted to take a nice little jaunt to Anchorage. They could leave here
sure.
on Wednesday or Thursday evening. Not have to be back until Tuesday evening.
Yeah.
Give them a 5 day break.
In March, because it gets.
And that would help a lot of the people that wanted to go to the Friends conference and everything to not have to take their kids out of an actual day of school.
That's right.
Good.
Okay. This is the in-service here. Mary, why don't you move one thing here and have you fill out. This one. First, we need a signature. And I can put the rest in if you
want. Okay, should I just put my name for Ben on? After Jeff Wolfman.
Yeah, right. Make the whole thing. All right, if we're ready, we need a motion to accept in service and calendar.
Separate motions or the motion separate?
Happy to do that.
Make it motion for the school calendar and the in service calendar to be accepted as shown.
Motion has been made and seconded to accept the in-service calendar. In-service and then the school calendar for 2022. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
I just don't want that to run out before we go on. This is having to do, and this is the main part of our recorded presentation here. These are the 050 regulations plan review. Now, what we've already done is done our 050 evaluation. Remember, we had all those questionnaires go out, and we evaluated the school, and we made suggested changes for our budget. Now we've planned the budget. Now we have to plan, and what we have to do is I have to give you all of the information that is going to affect next year's plan. Courses that the kids are going to take, the budget, and projected enrollment, and our schedule, both elementary and secondary. Now the first group of pages that I'm going to send around are the cover sheets where we'll need a signature at the bottom when it comes back after you read it, and that's the last of the sign-offs that we have. What this has is this cover sheet that shows how much money that we're going to spend for instruction and how much, or here's another projected enrollment thing I have to put on here, and because I don't have a copier, I had to put it on here. This is the schedule for next year for classes for the high school, and this is the schedule for the elementary school. So you can look at those. The second bunch of papers are all of the courses that the teachers are going to teach and all the information about them. These are the elementary courses, this first bunch right here. This second are the secondary school, and each one of the teachers has his group of five courses in here. So you can look these over, and while you examine them, we can turn that off, and then after when we have a discussion, I'll put it back on, because I think we're down near the bottom now.
Okay, thanks. Did they have those itemized at this time?
Yeah. Well, I wanted to make sure that they were very careful about putting down all the stuff that they use, because many times when they fill these out, they just give a little sketchy thing on there.
That's something I'm glad to see more on this. We used to hate it in high school, having to diagram out sentences, but I don't think a kid can learn composition and grammar any better than diagramming things like that. I'm glad to see that in the comp book in the elementary gym. On that, teaching the kids what are adjectives and nouns and working with them a whole lot better now.
Yep.
That has just come about in the last couple of years, too.
What we do is we have, now that they have this plan, this 050, we present the plan in the spring, then we have an evaluation about halfway through the year, and then we come back with next year's plan. So twice a year it's evaluation, plan, evaluation, plan. And everything is written right out.
Are we going to be losing any of the secondary teachers?
Because it's not official, I can't say anything yet. Unofficially, it looks like it's happening. Well, for them, both of them need to work. Teacher center is going to be cut.
So, yeah, we have a job.
They're looking for a place where they can both.
The high school. But the secondary encompasses the junior high too.
So, officially, the junior high is in the elementary. Or a separate, it's actually a separate funding thing. I remember we had to put in all the folder. That's working. I'm kind of happy that that's working out too.
Seems like the kids aren't thrown into that environment over there quite as quickly.
Yeah. That's right. And we've had some successes with some of the students too. A couple of students that were in a while getting used to it now.
Maybe some of the goodies or the high school ones without all the responsibility of the goodies.
That's right. They move around, but there's some of the electives too, because they have a chance at electives.
Mm-hmm. But they're not thrown in with in trying to act like a 12th grader to marry a 7th grader.
That's right. That's what
we had. A 10th grader last year, and they were trying to be like a 10th grader, and they were only a 7th grader. Because some of them did take classes with the 10th grader.
Yeah.
But this time, that's a slow program. I mean, it doesn't show results fast, but once they get through that program, they can read about anything else.
What's that?
Dishtar, reading.
Mm.
It seems like it goes so slow with the kids because, you know, in Oklahoma, a lot of them, they didn't use Dishtar, but the kids were reading the end of the first 6 weeks in first grade. And Dishtar, it's usually the last 6 weeks or so before they start reading a lot. But they've got a better knowledge and they can read about anything then.
Charlie was so upset about going to school there for a while when he was starting on language this time. Now he's finally caught on and it's so exciting to see him trying to sound out. I read it.
It's a slow one. The kids get, all of the kids want to learn to read so fast.
He's having a ball sounding out, and then when he realizes, you know, what it says, he gets so excited.
But they can go, after they go through that initial course, and they can progress a whole lot faster. They're not having to unlearn something that they learned before.